from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Final hour, fist pump time on a Friday. Everyone in court, almost everyone, except for the attention whore over here.
This is my fist pump.
This is my fist pump.
I fist pump like this all the time.
Sean and RJ, the way it should have stayed here on DFW Sports Station, 105.3 The Fan. Just got that. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for turn it on, leave it on. Back out to Nick Eatman in California to preview Cowboys Raiders at 9:20. And Mike Bacsik leads Crosstalk at 9:40. And I'm not taking Crosstalk back over today, but I am a little bitter that I'm not running it because, dang, I had a shot return fired for Kevin Hagelin. Oh, it was a 34-second shot return fired for Kevin Hagelin. But Mike's running it, so Mike will decide what to do and to go. Couple of notes before we have the college football kegger. Jim Harbaugh is such a damn tease. I'm getting tired of him. He teased that he was going to go be the honorary captain to start off Michigan's season after the 4-year show cause ban. And the whole Colin Kaepernick coaching staff thing, that's a tease as well. As Harbaugh came out and said, nope, he's not going to be on the coaching staff. And he's not going to be playing on the roster either. So 2 teases, not happening.
2 teases.
2 teases.
Yeah, I mean, playing on the roster was never going to happen. Mainly because he wasn't very good the last time he played football anyway, and it's 7 years later.
RG3 and Sam Ponder out at ESPN.
Yes, this was a pretty big shakeup. Some cost-cutting moves. This is from Andrew Marchand, who is now at The Athletic. But ESPN has fired Sam Ponder, who is the host of Sunday NFL Countdown, and Robert Griffin, the third, RG3.
RG3 tweeted out the Friday thing of like how you can get fired on your day off.
Yes.
It's self-deprecating. Good.
Yeah. Now, so they made these moves. Both made 7 figures. We are in the wrong industry, man.
We are.
So,
and you TV executives are morons. And part of the reason why I'm never going to be in TV, I've insulted every single executive, especially whoever over at ESPN. Whoever is at ESPN, I don't know who's worse. Mike Greenberg's sponsor or the Skip Bayless FS1 sponsor? Both of you bosses, you suck. Both of you suck. Finally, they got rid of Bayless, but now Mike Greenberg is maybe going to take over another hosting job?
So
the golden child?
They are.
My instinct on him was so right when I went and toured Bristol and ESPN. I didn't like him from the jump.
Jump from the jump.
I love Mike Golic, not Greenberg, like everyone else.
They are pushing potentially.
What are you laughing at?
I'm just thinking when you said just like everybody else, I was thinking of how Golic doesn't like Greenberg either at this point.
They are pushing Greeny potentially to take over the NFL Countdown job as if he needs another role there.
Does he not have any kids? Does he not love his family? I don't want to say anything insensitive. Like if something happened devastating from the family, he's never at home.
Yeah, one thing that always bugged me about ESPN is they were obsessed with big names and their refusal to try to like grow any of their own, boost anybody up. Like
is he even that big of a name?
I mean, for the, I guess at the network he is, right?
They treat him like Chris Berman.
I think they're trying to make him the new Chris Berman.
I really liked Green early on, like during the Mike and Mike days. Like, I thought he was really good. But yeah, this ESPN is guilty of this all the time, of just the like, here is the next one and you will accept that this is a superstar here. By the way, he does have two children and a spouse, none of them dead. So you don't have to worry about insensitivity, Sean.
So why is the question? Why did they move on from these two? Because RG3 was like the up and coming at one point. He was like the up and coming guy a couple years when he first got on the scene.
It's like his football career.
One of the reasons is...
That's why Jerry Jones called me an idiot that time.
They believe that RG3 took a subtle shot at Paul Feinbaum, the official college football voice, on this Twitter post, which RG3 definitely subscribes to Twitter Blue, or whatever it's called, because he's got the ability to have like a 5,000-word essay here.
He may not subscribe anymore.
Maybe not.
ESPN and all those outlets, they generally pay for you to have it.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay. He said anyone who's throwing shade at, because Paul Feinbaum said that Florida State is not only going to not make the playoff, but they're probably going to be outside the top 25 at the end of the year.
Dude, Feinbaum is lethal with his one or two liners.
Yes.
He said something like drying up all their tears, that they're drowning in their tears too much to succeed or swim uphill. He just thinks of these shots.
He just sits around and thinks of them. That's all he does. He said, and RG3 said, anyone's thrown shade at or trying to take cheap shots at Florida State for being left out of the playoff last year must be out of touch with reality. There wasn't a team that was kept out because they lost a game down the stretch. They're a team that were kept out because their starting quarterback fractured his ankle. That's not something to make light of. The players, the coaches, the families, the fans were crying tears for one of the most beloved players in all of college football. Then they scraped their way to an undefeated regular season with a second and third string quarterback. They should be celebrated, not mocked.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing
even remotely close to being wrong with that towards going. Is Paul Feinbaum that protected that if someone said something towards him, they'd be fired?
Right.
He's pretty protected,
still,
I feel like.
That's a very fair... That's not taking a shot.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's fair. It's a fair...
Now, they're saying it's budget cuts.
They're saying it's budget cuts.
End of year.
Their fiscal is September. It either ends at the start of September or ends at the end of September. You know, and Sam Ponder is the other one they let go. And
of course, all the right-wingers are saying...
Oh, well, is there something there?
The Sam Ponder was the last one to be speaking out against athletes competing against people. I think Outkick and Clay Travis is trying to take up the cause that ESPN is getting rid of Sam Ponder for being, like, kind of political.
Gotcha.
I'm just hoping she gets the gig over here on MLB Network during the morning. That's what I'm hoping.
Over Lauren Shahadi? I like Lauren.
Just shut up, Bobby. Shut up. It's 9:07 on a Friday. Don't cause me a headache. Don't cause me a headache. Just shut up.
All right. Look,
RG3, he was corny. He was cheesy.
Dude, he tried to lean way too hard into like, oh, I'm going to take the Acho path. And I checked out on it.
I'm not going to admit. Now, you thought it was because of the croissant.
Well, I think Peyton thought that one, right?
Oh.
Yeah, because he had the photo of him.
You and Peyton should reenact that croissant with maybe...
You want to?
Windex.
Let's do it.
Come in here.
I get the left side.
Come in here now. You want to do it with your water bottle? Or you want to do it with... The water bottle's probably fine.
Yeah.
This was a humongous croissant. Did this blow up, become viral?
It did blow up. Yeah, it was a big croissant.
Carter, make sure we get this proper shot. RJ's microphone.
He really took it down.
Money shot.
Yeah, the money shot.
All right, Peyton, get over here.
So describe what happened, Bobby.
All right, so this was a... he was on... So, like, in this instance, Choppy is being RG3's significant other. Peyton is being RG3. Peyton, put your hand under there. You got to work that part.
Hang on. We're getting it. There it is.
There we go. Right there. Just perfect.
All right.
And that was... They were doing that with the croissant.
You guys are good.
They were doing Lady and the Tramp with the croissant.
Hey, so...
Got to have the eyes closed and everything.
I like eye contact.
Screen grab that, please, at 877-881-1053 and send it out on all the socials. So, but RG3, whatever. Good enthusiasm. Otherwise, I'm fine. Fine with it.
He followed the same path they all do over there, which is a lot of them are good early on, and then they hot take it and lean into a bit.
For the rest of college football, we hit this.
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Oh, I win.
Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
Did you ever think to yourself, man, that kicker is a unit? Well, the University of Texas has that guy. They have that guy. So their kicker is Will Stone. What a name.
Good name.
Will Stone. He has a really strict diet. He's a workout freak. He eats 4,500 calories a day. That is about what offensive linemen eat.
Wow.
That's like Michael Phelps's. So he broke down his daily food habits for the day. How much time on their hands do you have to eat this? First of all, he has vitamins. Then he has breakfast. Cheesy eggs with salsa, hash brown, cinnamon roll, and protein.
Okay.
825 calories. Then he has a shake, 420 calories after his workout. Lunch, chicken, asparagus, pasta, and watermelon.
Okay.
Then a snack, a Gatorade protein bar, and a Muscle Milk protein shake. And then this is the one that...
Nothing unusual so far.
No, nothing unusual. Then this is the one that threw me for a loop because I read it and I was like, what? It says first dinner.
Oh.
Oh, like the Hobbits in Lord of the Rings. Second breakfast, first breakfast, and second breakfast.
So obviously if there's a first dinner, that means there has to be a second dinner somewhere around there.
Wow.
And I got like, okay, all right, first dinner, ground beef taco bowl. Post-practice snack is protein balls. Okay. And then second dinner, two large tacos.
Does it say what time the first dinner is?
It doesn't. It doesn't say what time these things are. He also drinks a gallon of water throughout the day, which is tremendous. I think I've been missing out on this two dinner thing all the time.
So a taco bowl and then tacos.
Right. So back to back tacos. And I think I've been missing out. I really do want to have two dinners now. I think I'm going to start eating at 5 p.m. and then 8 p.m.
And this is how many calories?
4,500.
I didn't sound like anything too crazy.
No, it's not crazy.
That's still a lot of eating, though. But like, that's where I marvel at. How the hell was Phelps eating as much as he was? Because Phelps was 10,000 a day.
Well, swimming.
But
I know you know nothing about that because you won't get in a pool.
But I'll outswim your ass. I know that. Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Is that the latest thing that you make yourself look like a dumbass
over? I've just decided right now. Look, I'm taller than you. I got the frame for it. I got the...
Listen. If you outswim me in your hoodie, I'll give you $1,000.
I swim in the hoodie?
You have to swim in the hoodie.
All right.
Oh, my God. This is great.
I'm going to do it.
Oh, my God. This is amazing.
Yeah, if you can outswim me in your hoodie.
Boy, that's a lot of resistance.
It's a lot of resistance.
We're going to a lake, too.
It's a lot of resistance.
I'm still
going to
do it. I'm going to start eating 10,000 calories a day now.
So 4,500 calories a day for this guy. That's monster. I'm doing two dinners from now on, though, 100%. Let's do this, the top 100 list for college football. Quinn Ewers comes in at number 23 overall, the quarterback of the University of Texas.
Surprising after you guys told Jordan me he's going to be a top three pick?
No.
No what?
He's not going to be a top three pick.
Oh, okay.
At least right now. Maybe that changes, but NFL teams don't think that's even a first-round quarterback.
One spot ahead.
Whoa. Say that one more time.
NFL teams don't think he's a first-round quarterback right now.
Wow. So if that's the case, if this list is to be believed, there's only one first-round quarterback this year. And it is Carson Beck. He comes in. He's the top-rated quarterback here. He's coming in at number 7. Quinn Ewers at 23. Dylan Gabriel's at 16. Quinn Ewers at 23 is one spot ahead of Shedeur Sanders. And one spot behind Bobby's favorite quarterback, Jalen Milroe.
Oh, gross. That dude's... And no, my favorite quarterback is Spencer Rattler, but he's in the NFL now.
He's
That's
in the NFL
problem.
Now.
But
he's
no,
in the NFL now.
Jalen Milroe, like, he has to show he can actually throw a damn football before somebody can put him that high.
Travis Hunter is third. The top Texas player is the offensive lineman Kelvin Banks.
Yep.
He comes in at number 9. Number 1 is James Pierce from your Tennessee Volunteers. Edge rusher. So he's number 1. So that's that. Arch Manning is the backup quarterback at Texas. His recruiting process you would describe as what?
Not madness, but hype.
Hype?
Hype.
But also quiet, because he never talked.
Oh, yeah.
And that is, and this is a dangerous trend, I think. Not that the fact that he's not talking is dangerous, but children of legends are making this dangerous. So Arch already is there. Now Philip Rivers' kid, one of his 78 kids,
yeah.
Gunner, is a super hot commodity. like one of the top rated recruits that are coming out. And everybody's talking up his recruitment, how it's just going to be like Arch. He has no social media. He has no interest in talking. Everything is being very tight-lipped. But the dangerous trend, and we already see this with youth baseball, is the richest of kids get the best coaching, and they're the ones that make the pros. And this, it seems like quarterbacking is trending that way. How much do these Elite 11 camps cost? How much does the Manning Academy cost, right? And you got to go to these things to get in front of scouts. And this is really dangerous. Like, you're seeing, like, we are seeing so many Shedeur Sanders, child of wealth. Quinn Ewers, it comes from Southlake, right? It's like we're seeing that it's really the rich kids that are making it at the quarterbacking. Now, the other positions, not so much yet, but like...
During that process, yes. But you do still have the stories of like Baker Mayfield is the walk-on who has to transfer right. A bunch of different places. You get Josh Allen, who was a zero-star recruit. You still get some of those guys that are overlooked.
Absolutely.
College Football Kegger with RJ Choppy. Final hour Friday edition before he takes off to Gaylord, Michigan, the Gaylord Golf Mecca. Nick Eatman, do we need to worry about Brandon Cooks and Donovan Wilson leaving practice yesterday? And who does he need to see shine tomorrow night against the Raiders? Heard right here on this station. Nick Eatman from California, DallasCowboys.com is next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Cowboys, Raiders, tomorrow night on this radio station. It's 105.3 The Fan with Sean, RJ, and Bobby. Crosstalk led by Mikey Bassick. At 9:40, let's preview with Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort, proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly, and I'm understanding this is your last radio appearance with us from California, Nick?
Yes. Yay. Pop up the little cheering sound over there. Yes.
All right, studio starting next week.
We'll see about that.
So you're opposite of Broadus. Like, Broadus sounds like he wants to buy property out there and just stay forever.
Yeah, I mean, and it's a great place to do that. But no, I got the little ones at home, and I'm ready to be back.
If they made the announcement that training camp moving forward would only be in Frisco, how would you, A, and B, the rest of the media react?
I would not love that okay. at all. I would like it. Now, the rest of the media, it depends on what their budget is. See, like, if there's a lot of people that don't get to go to a lot of stuff, so they might like it. But, since I've been able to come out here for a while, and most of the time from start to finish, I'll take that. I'll take California.
Oh, the rest of the media out there would revolt.
Yeah.
They'd have a meltdown. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Should we be worried at all? What's the update on Brandon Cooks leaving practice?
Yeah, he just banged his knee against another player, or maybe a helmet or whatever. I think it was just it was a soreness. I saw him getting lunch like maybe 30 minutes after practice there, and he was just. He was fine. I mean, he was, talking and joking around a little bit. So I don't really think it was a serious thing at all.
Is because we are in such a different NFL than we were when you and I came up. Like now, when you see a guy leaving practice, is it still a big deal, or it's like, all right, they're just being precautious?
Well, it's a big deal for everyone, because everyone has got a video of. Anything, so you do that and there's times out here we've had a guy leave the field or carted off and he's out for the season. I mean, that's happened twice already since we've been here, happened just this week, but so anytime that happens, your alert goes up, and then when they come out of the tent, then what happens? Do they go back to the huddle? Do they go back to the field? Do they go back to the locker room? And and Cooks, he went back to the sideline for a little bit and then he walked in. And it's also, how are you getting back in? Are you getting carted in? Are you walking in on your own power? So I think all those signs kind of led to the point of, he'll be fine. And this is the time of year where hangnails are going to keep you out. Bloody nose, you're out. It just because they, it's that time of season where you're not going to press the issue.
We got Dak Prescott media availability yesterday talking about his contract situation a little bit more. What did you think about what he had to say, and should we take anything from him saying, I'm not worried about it getting done, in a couple weeks or that, or during the season? And then he says to Jory Epstein something about if it gets done during the season. Should we take that to mean he's not going to table talks once the season begins?
I don't think they'll table the talks. I really don't. I think maybe there's some both sides of this that want to see how the season goes a little bit, or not the whole way into this, the entire season, but just see how things are going or how they're progressing. I just do not see a scenario where he's not the quarterback next year. And I know I should think that way. Sounds like Dak's preparing himself to at least for that possibility. Fans are as well. I just feel like at the end of the day, they'll get this thing done. And so, I would imagine it could happen in the middle of the season. That's not, the Cowboys aren't foreign to that. And that's just, I know that Dak's saying the right things about, I don't want to focus on that, but I mean, he doesn't, I don't think he has to do a lot. They know where they stand, and it'll be a quick conversation. I would imagine, like, all right, this is the latest offer. This is what this means. Do you want to do this? Let's do it. There's a press conference. Let's go. I don't think that would really deter things if it happened in the middle of the season.
If it does happen during the middle of the season, in order for Dak to have a lot of success, the offensive line cohesion probably needs to be a little bit better this year. With Tyler Guyton stepping in at left tackle, we've seen Cooper Beebe working in now a little bit at center, rotating with Brock Hoffman. How are things looking from the line cohesion standpoint these last few practices?
Really like what Guyton's going to bring at left tackle. I think he's got a lot to his game. I think mentally he's there as well. He's going to have some problems, and he's going to have problems with some of the bull rusher types. He's got that length and that quick feet that I think he'll be really good against some of those speed rushers. But when you have speed and power, and I believe the guy in Cleveland does, that's going to be, that's going to be a tough matchup. But, it's just like with a boxer, you got the reach and length. You can stay in the fight a lot longer with those long arms, and I think that'll really help him. BB, it does seem like this is what the Cowboys had in mind all along. Guyton would start. BB, getting himself in there as well. This will be a huge game for him Saturday night in Vegas.
Who's your camp MVP?
What a great question.
Thank you.
And it's one that I usually have answered by now. The best
usually
player,
a wide receiver crushing like Dez or Lamb.
Right. It's always that. You're right. I mean, the best player out there is it's always Micah to me. And he's not been blocked very easily, and that's but then that happens a lot out here. You know, he is standing there by the quarterback on a lot of plays disrupting. I should have been better prepared. I mean, Kalen Carson has been really good. I don't know what, not MVP, not the most valuable player is your fifth-round rookie. I'm not saying that. I'm just talking about guys that have been really good, standouts. You know, before the injury, Cooks has been really good. I'll take the high road there. It's always Parsons. They can't block him. And I think if he really, you know, if they weren't wearing red jerseys, it would be a problem out there for the quarterbacks.
A smart or a little bit of a short-sighted move for Mozzie Smith to debut a Dallas Cowboys tattoo on his arm yesterday.
You know, I've learned a long time ago that you don't mess with other people's ink. So it's just a rule. I mean, I just, you know, no one talks about my tattoos. I don't talk about other tattoos.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't have any. Oh. I don't have any.
Like, where's that Razorback?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. That question got asked to me. Nick Harris asked me that question. You have any tattoos? And I said, nothing defines me like that, to go through the pain. I don't have anything. I guess a Razorback would. But then again, then I would get the whole, you didn't go there. So I don't care about that.
Oh. Brought us.
Yeah. No, I think Broadus respects my Razorbackness. You know, I mean, it's different. If you did that whole thing about, you know, a team that was winning all the time, that might be different.
Where did you go?
Midwestern State. That's how I got here. I was Midwestern State.
Wichita Falls. That's
Wichita
right.
Wichita Falls. Yeah. That's how I got here. 25 years ago, that's how I got here in 1999. I signed my papers in the back of a golf cart out there in the heat at Wichita Falls, middle of training camp.
Nick Eatman.
Rest is history.
Nick Eatman.
Hey, Jordan Phillips. I saw Jordan Phillips. I've met him twice already. He's been here 24 hours. I've met him twice. Met him yesterday. He's got like the biggest Def Leppard T-shirt ever. he walks out to practice. It was like a walkthrough with a Def Leppard shirt. Met Micah Parsons, Tank Lawrence. I talked to him for a little bit. I'm gonna get a story up on the site. He's just like, I'm just happy to be with some team that's ready to win.
Does the Def Leppard shirt only have one sleeve?
I'll say this. No, I don't even know what that means. But I'll say this. I think it had more than four holes. You know, like I think the bottom, the top, the arms, it might have had more. He was like, it's been worn a few times. It was cool though. It was a good touch.
Nick Eatman on the D&M Leasing Hotline from Training Camp 105 through the Fan. Who or what else is on your watch list for tomorrow against the Raiders?
I want to see the running backs. I want to see. You know, I've been hearing a lot about Malik Davis. I said to y'all the other day, I was like, I'm not seeing it. I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
Royce Freeman, Deuce Vaughn. Hey, this will be a good opportunity for Deuce Vaughn. He's looked pretty good in practice the last couple of days coming back. This is his time to shine, of course. I think Royce Freeman's a big wild card in this running back room because of his special teams value. I think it'll be fun to see what he does. So the running backs is what I'm really going to be looking at.
You mentioned Jordan Phillips there and the fact that he's here. And when we're talking about the Mozzie Smith Dallas tattoo, do you think that's just bringing Jordan Phillips in that, say, hey, we got to address something, or do you think that's any sort of an indictment specifically on, hey, Mozzie, if you would have had a better camp, we wouldn't have felt the need to go get this?
No, I don't think so at all. I really don't. I think, you know, last year they got Hankins in here, then they drafted Mozzie Smith. I think they need multiple guys. I mean, because you think about it, who else? Like, you need a one technique. It can't just be Mozzie. Behind him was Carl Davis. He didn't make a play. Huggins has only really made one play, and it wasn't a good one at all. You know, and you know, the rookie Rodgers, I haven't seen much from him yet. Daxon, they need depth. They need depth. I think this is a good move that I think it'll be good for both of them. Tyler Smith, I talked to Tyler Smith as well. He remembers the game against the Bills last year. He said this guy's heavy. He's heavy in the middle and really going to be good to work with in practice when you have a guy that's just hard to move.
This ties into what you'll be doing tomorrow night, Nicholas. Vegas police say NFL access policy compromises officers' privacy. This is the whole facial recognition thing. And this is kind of a story for tomorrow. Vegas police said they object to the policies, and the union has urged its officers to not work Raider home games after this weekend if the new arrangement remains in place at the facial recognition. With the backing of the department, they're concerned that the technology compromises the privacy of officers. Police have asked the NFL to let officers wear wristbands, and they're going to wear their wristbands tomorrow night in the game in which you'll be covering.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this, that was it was very iffy when I was there at SoFi. First of all, my face never, ever registered. Not one time. Everybody else's did. No, there was about, I'll say that, there was probably like five or six of us. Every single time you went up to it. And we're talking like, think about the how it is at our place. You know, you're in the press box. You go out to the elevator. And then you're like, wait, I forgot something. I got to go back to the press box. Again, facial recognition. Mm-hmm. I mean, every single time. And it doesn't seem like it seems like it would not speed up the process at all. just because, you know, you're talking about 15 people. Let's say they're all together walking to the field. Show them your wristband or show them your pass. Pass, wristband. Cool. Now it's face. Hold up. Face. Hold up. I mean, it's... And then it doesn't work. And then you're like, oh, that doesn't work. Well, show them your pass. And then it's like, oh, okay. So like we've done the last 30 years.
How
like,
much does it suck for you to travel and fly regularly versus Cowboys travel and flight?
Well, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. Are you talking about this weekend?
No, just in general.
In general.
Like when you take a flight for, you know, personal matters.
Yeah.
Or flying back home versus like the Cowboys.
Right.
Because Bobby would like come with us at the airport and he's like, oh, this and oh, that. And I'm like,
you peasants standing in this TSA line. We do this at the stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just think about points that you're getting and points that you're not getting, you know, if you're on the. So like, there's good and bad, you know. But you do walk in sometimes to a flight. I'll be doing that, I guess, this weekend, Sunday, and I'll be like, where's the TV screen? Where's the screen? Where's my screen? I don't have a screen on the back of this one. Where's my snack bag? I don't have one.
Exactly. All right, safe travels. Enjoy the game. And we'll recap it on Monday.
All right, sounds good. See you.
The great Nick Eatman, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Mike Bassick leads Crosstalk with KMC next.
2-2. And there's a high drive hit to left center field. Jankowski back. He turns. He looks. And that one's off the wall. It takes a funky carom rolling along the wall towards center field. And Tavares boots it. Farmer around second. Heads to third. Tommy Watkins waving him home. The relay throw from Smith hits the mound. And diving in safely is Farmer on what will likely be scored an extra base hit and probably an error as the ball got by Leody Tavares following a funky carom off the wall.
But how about Cody Bradford?
Yes.
Yeah.
Future, you look good. An old Bally spin.
Future lefty in the rotation in 25. Don't have to worry about that spot. He's got it.
Do you remember who you compared Cody Bradford to after his first start?
Mike Bassick.
Clayton Kershaw.
He compared him to Mike Bassick. He said, Cody Bradford's Mike Bassick. He doesn't have enough on it.
He's developed a better curveball.
He's a surgeon.
But his curveball wasn't good yesterday, and the thing that it impressed me if he did make major adjustments after that second inning and having kind of a below average breaking ball and went with fastball location changeup and battled his butt off in the sixth inning, but ultimately
he would be able to pitch next year because he went six innings, and that's the
you mean the next start?
No, like total. Yeah. The new rule, right?
Yeah.
If you don't get to sixth innings.
Even though it's not a new rule
yet. No, but it should be.
Hey, Mike, I heard this morning on Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton that if
we
you
really
throw,
need a new show name.
I think it was Drees that said this. That if well you throw 100 pitches over 8 innings versus throwing 100 pitches over what 5
four,
innings,
4 five.
Or 5 innings, your body feels worse the next day after the 4 or 5 innings, even though it's the same amount of pitches. Is that
yes?
Okay.
Why is it just
legitimacy to Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton show?
And Carter.
Oh, you're,
so if you throw 100 pitches over 8 innings, the next day you feel it, but you don't feel that bad. But if you throw 100 over 4 innings,
I would say you feel worse that you are throwing the ball without rest. Like you're averaging 25 pitches an inning, and you do that in 4 innings. I would say you're going to be a little bit more sore than if you're throwing, I don't know, the
maybe
math man
14.
Here. Yeah, 14 per inning if you're at 8 innings.
12 and a half.
12 and a half. I mean, not that you're going to feel great the next day, but you're going to feel it. But I would think that throwing 25 per inning over 4 innings, you're going to feel maybe a hair more sore. Not a lot. It's not a big difference. Yeah. It's percentage. Like
12 and a half seems like you don't even break a sweat.
That's Greg Maddux-ish.
Yeah. True. All right, so I heard at 9 a.m.
Oh, my God, you were listening.
Now, I wasn't completely listening.
Oh.
You guys said you had something on Kevin for 34 seconds.
Yeah. I've been saving this for you.
Oh, no.
Kevin Hagelin.
I know
the floor
what this
for
is,
what, whatever
for
this
one
is.
1 minute. That's all I need.
All right.
Kevin Hagelin.
This could be too long of a tease.
Attacked me in Oxnard.
Fair.
Mocked me.
Fair.
Made fun of me.
This is very fair.
Diarrhea of the mouth with all my teases, which is why Mike Bassick is doing our tease for Monday. Spittle, apologies right now. And then I got the word from Peyton Russell.
This is fair.
That Kevin Hagelin pulled an Eric Chiafalo for y'all's tease. Yep, all, right. all day.
Whoa, dramatic. I like it.
Yeah, you should have wrapped up already. All right.
So as soon as we finished that, we were like, man, that's long. And Reggie goes, we can redo it in the next break if you want. And I go,
nah.
Yeah. I'm good.
Nah. It's Friday.
Kill our clock. Yeah.
Yeah.
be a tease hypocrite.
How long is a tease supposed to be on our station?
15 seconds.
10 to 15.
10 seconds.
Like they clock 10 seconds?
10 seconds. All you need.
There you
go. I got it.
We just
got
to be like Dawson coming up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sports.
See ya.
Coming up tomorrow. Broadus joins us from Oxnard.
It's a Friday.
It's a Friday. We have Broadus. I love that part. Because sometimes I do go, oh, yeah, today is Friday.
Because you got to tease
Dawson.
The day.
Yeah.
You have to tease the day.
Do you?
Yeah.
So everybody knows.
Coming up Friday. It's
like
Friday.
What kind of mindset the show's going to be in?
Should we get rid of teases on the station? Is that what we're suggesting? I don't think so, because if you have a big guest, that's still cool to kind of hear.
Yeah.
I'm in favor of teasing a little bit.
Oh my God. All right, Mike.
Not funny.
Yeah. I didn't say
it
wasn't.
Really,
I said
it really
I'm
wasn't.
I just
it
said
really
I'm favor.
Fair critique, yeah. though.
He's very usually fair. Funny, I think, but I love calling out when the joke didn't land.
I'm always
wasn't that funny.
Funny.
No, you're not.
All right, so Sean, RJ, Bobby in that order. Will you be watching the preseason game live?
We're listening to it right here on the fan.
What time does it start?
9 o'clock.
The game's at 9?
Yes.
Yeah. What, tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Right here on the fan.
Yeah. We discussed this yesterday, Mike.
I will be listening to it on the fan and watching it, because I'll be sitting right here during the game.
Are you doing the post-game show?
I'm doing pre and post, and so I'm just sitting here to watch it and take notes.
Why do you come here to watch it?
I do the pre and post-game hits.
And yeah, so, but one hit.
Yeah, and
so why do you come here to do one hit?
Oh dear,
because I'm on here for like a half hour both times.
So you think you drive? Mike was doing World Series post game.
Well, yeah, he's getting mad because Tim walked into our meeting on Monday and said, "Thank you so much, Bobby, for staying for pre and post." I said, "No problem. I'm a team player here. I'm not doing 34 second teases like Hagelin and Sean. I'm dealing with actual content."
Hold on. Did you think I was going to be on your side after you dragged me into this?
No.
I'm on Sean's side now. Quit being such a kiss ass.
9 o'clock. I might watch the first quarter live, but I'll probably watch it Sunday morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Choppy. But you will watch it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm with the Cowboys, man.
That's true.
Live?
Thanks, Rangers.
I'll be in Gaylord, so I don't know if I'll watch
Choppy won't watch the game, period, because he's about to go on vacation.
Are you going all next week?
That's fair.
Yeah, so if I don't have to, yeah, so.
You don't have to talk about it.
Yeah, so I'll talk about it. Probably good. Watch it. I don't know, maybe I'll watch it. If it's on,
yeah,
is it on
watch NFL? Yeah, I wouldn't watch it if I was going to vacate the second preseason game. Yeah,
is it on NFL Network?
What didn't you watch while you were on vacation? You like didn't watch the NBA Finals or something? What didn't you
I didn't watch the West Finals. Or I didn't know.
But you might watch the Cowboys preseason game. Yeah.
We were in Mexico. And I go into this bar at like 11 o'clock at night. And it said Mavericks 105, Timberwolves like 99. I was like, wait a second, game one already happened? I thought it was next week.
You too can work in sports broadcasting.
Dude, you get lost in Mexico, though. It's okay.
I mean, you don't get lost
in Mexico.
You're kidnapped.
You can barely call anybody to keep up with your phone. Just put your phone away and enjoy
the beach. Ask you how you're going to be absorbing and watching it and taking it all in?
I will record it. And so what I do is when I have time, I watch a play, hit the 30-second button, watch the next play. I missed it and looks like it was like a 3-yard play, don't care.
So you are going to watch it.
Not the whole game. I only watched the first half of the first game, but I cannot watch this live. I will turn it off in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I was looking yesterday for a video on YouTube, an old fan video, and whatever I was searching, somehow it was the right mixture of words that the top result was an old Super Bowl Radio Row recap from G-Bag, and there's Mike Bassick wearing a Cowboys hat with a Cowboys shirt. And I was like, oh, man, how long ago was this?
Before I knew what was going on. all around the country.
Oh, my gosh.
So
is it, it's not necessarily the losing that bothers you the most, it's the other stuff?
It's all of it combined. You know, I don't want to. It ticks off Cowboy fans. Yeah. Like, there's, I know more than they know, and I don't want to say what I know. It's not fun.
You could work somewhere where you never write anything negative. That'd be neat.
Did you get a World Series ring?
No.
And Shippy did. Shippy got one for being is he even a Rangers DJ?
He's a DJ. I don't know if
he got the $15,000 ring.
Like I don't know what he
posted something in a fancy box.
It wasn't the Evaldi one that they gave out last night.
Like the giveaway it's not a giveaway.
I got the Nathan Evaldi ring from last night. Yes. I did get that one.
Am I crazy?
No, it looked like a real ring to me.
He got. I think he did get the one they were giving out to staff.
That's awesome. I guess if he's a full time employee there.
I don't know if he was. We'll confirm.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But did you think you were getting one?
No. I was 99.9% sure.
Gosh.
I'm sure the Mavericks one is just it'll get there.
That's all I cared about this morning is waking up, see that Shippy got one, and I sent it right to RJ and said,
"So yours is on the way?"
I'm sure my Mavericks World Championship ring from being on the network broadcast the entire year until the playoffs. I'm sure it just got lost. I'm sure I'll get one.
Do you blame Mark Cuban for that? Tradema Ussery? Who are you upset with on that one?
Let's see. I think Cuban. He's in charge. He's in charge. I mean, that's what the complaints go.
You and Elon blaming Cuban.
Yep, the complaints go. Oh,
he gave your ring to Wally. That's where it is.
I hope Wally's doing good things with it.
If you got that ring, would you immediately, how fast for the turnaround on selling it?
I knew that was going to be your question.
How much are they worth?
That one, I believe the value of it. Now, it doesn't mean you can sell it for this. I believe the value of it is $15,000 for the one like that Shippy got or Sandler
15?
Got. Yeah.
Okay, so Sandler got a lesser
one? No, he got a 15. The players got, I think it was $85,000.
Oh.
So the player's ring is approximately $85,000 a ring.
Okay.
And the people like Dave Raymond, Jared Sandler, Eric Nadel, I guess Shippy.
Do you not want to sell it now? You're like,
they
that's
got
not
a ring that's about
five. I'm definitely now, selling it.
They did have to. I mean, they did have to pay insurance on that. Like, you couldn't get that ring without. They weren't giving it to you for free.
Yeah,
but it's also kind of like an insurance policy.
I was going to say, are we making budget cuts with the roster so Sandler and Shippy can have $15,000 rings?
That's a good point.
Major League Baseball, I don't know the budget they give you. Major League Baseball does give the organization, like, I don't know. I'm going to
send you that sheet from Justin's.
$10 million. Like, Major League Baseball gives you $10 million for the ring.
So the team doesn't have to pay for it?
They might have to pay a little bit for it.
They want
to
go extra.
But like the Cincinnati Reds owner back
Marge Schott.
When they won in 1990, she got rings that were worth like $1,000. and pocketed the money from Major League Baseball. And Major League Baseball is like, no, that money was for rings. You can exceed it, but you have to spend all of that money on rings. You can't pocket that money.
Since you said that Cowboy fans react a certain way towards your takes, should we redo our tease that you did for us Monday?
Probably. No, I was optimistic about it, man. Okay. All the you're gonna bring it all on Monday.
I like it.
With break it down, man. First play, you think we're gonna run for 9 yards on the first play again?
Hell yeah!
Did they run for the 9 yards?
I believe so. First play was like a 9 yard run.
You're gonna watch any of the second preseason game? I watched
Trey Lance as the wide receiver's getting close to the sideline. You're like, you probably need to throw it by now. And then the guy starts chopping his steps, going, "I'm out of room," and then he'll throw it. Coming up next, it's the Reggie Atitula Show on 105.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.